Հանուն Հոր եւ Որդվո եւ Հոգուին Սրբո, Ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear about the miracle of Christ healing the man who is both deaf and mute. Many of us have never been deaf before, but very often we pretend to be deaf. We pretend to be deaf when we hear a friend trying to give us advice we don't want to accept, when there's a baby that's crying and we don't really want to take care of them right then and there, or more often than not, when our wife gives us advice and we don't want to listen. We all pretend to be deaf at one time or another. But very often, we are deaf when it comes to the voice of God. When God speaks to us, we pretend not to hear. We pretend not to listen. And very often, we are not able to listen because we are so consumed and distracted with the worries and the cares of this world. There's a story that many, many years ago, there was a carpenter shop. And in this carpenter shop, the carpenter lost his watch. And he told his workers to come and find his watch. And so the workers tore the place apart. They looked everywhere. They looked up and down in the sawdust and also underneath every tool. And they could not find this watch. Dozens of workers. Finally, lunch came around and they all went to have lunch to rest before looking for this watch again and thinking to themselves, where could this watch have gone? While they were having lunch, a little boy who heard what was going on entered the carpenter shop and about 30 seconds later came out. And he came out with the watch. Now all the workers were surprised and amazed and they said, how did you find this watch? How is it that we couldn't find it? We looked everywhere and yet you went in there and in less than 30 seconds you found this watch. And the boy said, it was very simple. I just went into the carpenter shop, I sat on the floor, and I listened for the ticking of the watch. And once I heard the ticking, I found the watch. This is the same in this world. If we want to hear God's voice, which is clean and quiet, we have to remove all the distractions that exist in this world, and then we will hear his voice. In reality, when we are deaf to God's voice, we feel three things. We feel isolated. We feel like there's no one else in this world, not even God. He doesn't care about us, and he's so far from us, we feel isolated from him. Just like the deaf man in today's story. In the story today, the deaf cannot communicate with Jesus. They're incapable. There's no way of doing it orally. There's probably no way of doing it written. And there's no sign language in that time. So remember, back then, this man is all by himself in this world that is completely deaf. He has no way to communicate with anyone. When we don't hear God's word, we may feel ignorant. What's going on? Why is this happening to me? Just as this man probably, as the gospel says, they took him and brought him to Christ. They did not explain to him, this man is coming to heal you. He was probably just sitting there, and all of a sudden this crowd comes and grabs him and drags him to this random man. And this random man, Christ, then what does he do? We're going to hear in a moment. But he puts his fingers in his ears, spits, and holds his tongue. And he has no idea what's going on. So he feels isolated. He probably feels ignorant of what's happening around him. But he also feels an inability to do anything. He can't fight off this crowd. He can't figure out what's happening. And likewise, when we don't hear God's word and voice in our lives, we feel that we are incapable of doing things. We feel like we are lost and there's no way of doing anything. We speak to God, but he doesn't answer, we think. The only way to hear God's voice is to remove all those distractions, all those fears, all those worries from our lives, and listen only to God. God helps us in three ways to listen. He does it in a way that we're not used to, contrary to what we think. When we don't hear God's word in this world, we sometimes think, all right, God, just speak louder. Give me a sign. Show me that you're listening. But God does not speak louder. In fact, the deaf man, no matter how deaf he was, Christ could have yelled at him. People could yell at him, and he still doesn't hear. The way he does it is he does it so he makes us feel uncomfortable. We may not like the way he does it, to open our ears and our mouth, but he does it that way. And in the gospel, it says very clearly, he holds the man's tongue. He puts his fingers in his ears, and then he spits and holds the man's tongue. And as I said, have you ever tried to hold someone's tongue? Have you ever tried to hold your own tongue? It's very, very difficult. Because when you try to hold your own tongue, you have this reflex to pull back. And so now this man is brought before Christ by this crowd. And this weird, strange man standing in front of him, whom he has never seen before, is now spitting and grabbing his tongue. And they're probably holding him down and holding his mouth open so he can hold his tongue. When God does something to us, we feel uncomfortable, but it's for our own good. We may not like it, but ultimately we will be opened, our ears and our mouths. He does it with compassion. The gospel says he sighed, not out of frustration, but out of compassion, as if, I'm sorry that you're in this state, but I will help you get out of this state. I will help you be freed from this thing that is holding you back. And I will help you to hear my voice again and to communicate and speak with me again. And when he does it completely. The gospel says that he spoke perfectly and normally. When he heals each of us, we may feel we're still broken. We may feel we're not complete. But when Christ heals us, we are not only complete, but we are better than we were before going into the situation. Every week we are reminded of this. Every week the deacon reminds us and says, listen with fear. Right before the gospel reading. Because when the gospel is read, it's not Deacon Nijde or Deacon Daron or Deacon Sakis or myself that are reading the gospel, that are speaking. But it's God that's speaking. This is why the choir responds, Ase Asfaz. God does speak. And we hear what he says. This command is given to us at baptism, to listen to God's words. When a child is baptized, or when anyone is baptized, the priest anoints different parts of the body. And one of those parts are the ears. And when he anoints the ears, he says, this holy anointing, may it be to you to hear the divine commandments. He does this so that our ears remain open always. But we like to close them. We don't like to hear what God has to say, because very often God tells us things we don't want to hear. We don't want to do. We don't want to believe. But we need to listen because it's for our own good. All of us have parents. And all of us have children, or I should say, those parents have had children. But we've all been children at one time or another. And when we are children, we don't like to listen to our parents because we think we know better. We think we know what we're doing. But our parents, I promise you, have lived the same age you are living now. And they will tell you what to do. And we have to trust and we have to listen. But we also have to ignore all the influences around us, all the distractions around us, to listen and understand what they're saying. So today, we need to do three things. The first is we need to examine our own deafness. Are we deaf? Do we hear God? If we don't hear God, and we really are deaf to God's word and voice in our lives, the second thing we need to do is remove those distractions. Remove those worries and those fears that are preventing us from hearing what God has to say. And then third, we need to allow God to open up our ears and our mouths. It will be uncomfortable, but it's for our own good. And after we do these things, we will be able to hear Christ's word when he welcomes us to eternal life on that final day and says, come. You can finally hear and you can finally speak to me without any hindrance and any distance.